setting transmission network oscillators to overdrive for the last time ever. Broadcast beacons running at maximum till they blow. RAID 5 hard drive structure overheating at 92,000 RPM. System ready for control handover. As for the final time, you pick every song about to be played. This is Most Wanted, the last ever show with Vodafone ready to go. Most Wanted on 2FM. The number one news station.
Yes, indeed, it is the end of an era. This is Dusty Rhodes for the last time ever on Most Wanted. It is the last request show on 2FM, and if you want to get a tune in tonight, something over the last 15 years, we've been sitting here right after tea time. We've been taking in your calls, we've been taking in your texts, we've been taking in your emails, we've been playing the songs that you want to hear. If you want to hear one tonight that reminds you of the last 15 years, just send me a text to Vodafone 087-772-0000. A lot of surprises, a lot of special guests, a lot of special things going on, a lot of memories, and Do you know what? I just want to start with probably the best tune around at the moment. Why not? It's Evanescence and Bring Me to Life with 2FM. This is the last ever request show on 2FM. It's the last night of Most Wanted. Dusty Rhodes at the helm, as always. And on the telephone right now, and I'm believe me, this means so much to me that she is on the telephone tonight. It is Ruth Scott. How are you?
I'm okay. The swelling's gone down.
The swelling has gone down. Now, please explain to her, because you have been missing from Nighttime 2. You've been part of the Dusty, Rick and Ruth team, like, forever.
You've been gone away for a couple of weeks.
You've been away for the last couple of weeks. Now, is this something that you want to talk about? Do you want to actually reveal what has happened to you? Why you haven't been here?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I sort of feel because it's your last night, and, you know, I sort of, I wanted to stay close, so, yeah, I guess I'll tell you. I had a big boob job, and then I decided they were too big, so I got them cut down again.
Well,
thank God you got them cut down again, because we never stayed close if they were that big. Yes, most definitely. And you know what I want to do for you, Ruth, because you will always hold this very special place right in this small, special, little, warm, beating corner of my heart.
I thought you were going to say the corner of your ear, and if you play Celine Dion, I will kill you.
I'm not going to play Celine Dion, but I'm going to play a song that every time I hear it from now on will remind me of you. It's Ashley Hamilton and I Love Women. I Love Ruthie. Because I know you don't like being called Ruthie, do you, Ruthie?
No!
Talk to you later, kid. Good luck.
Enjoy it. Good luck.
Dusty Rhodes with you on the last ever Most Wanted, and get ready for the memories to start flooding back in a sec.
The book
of travel.
This is Dusty Rhodes. Let me take care of you as you sit back and relax, and bring back some memories, kicking off with, I think, an old jingle. Do you remember this? Ah, yes, it's 1996 or whatever the hell it is. Let's pretend it is, anyway. Couple of tunes from the 80s for the hell of it, and make some more phone calls in a sec. Here's Tiffany. It's 2FM with Dusty Rhodes and the last ever Most Wanted. Special guest in the studio has just arrived, Ian Dempsey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello there. Oh my God. So that's not a takedown, is it? Do it again, just to prove it.
Jeez, you don't have, like, your flattery, do you?
Well, I just wanted to prove a point, you know?
Listen, I've got something to play for you that might bring back some memories. Right? the old theme tune.
Yes, I know the name of it too.
So, what is the name of it?
It's called Fly By Night.
All right, where
did you
find it?
It's by Paul Hardcastle.
All right.
And it just to show you how much planning we put into the show when it started off, and we decided that we needed a theme tune for it. So, what was number one on the charts at the time was Na-na-na-na-19 by Paul Hardcastle. So, we just flipped it over the B-side, stick it on, my grand. And it stayed there for, I bet, 2.5 years.
So, listen, we've no idea when that was, but that was the start of the hotline. That was the start of, like, every tea time 2FM playing a request for people to school and stuff like that.
And I mean, this is before text messaging and all that. So, I mean, it was very relevant at the time.
Before the telephone, probably.
Yeah, almost.
Whose idea was it? Was it your idea?
Well, Bill O'Donovan was the main man at the time, and Bill and Pat Morley was the producer of the show, and myself, and we just, it was an idea that we decided that it might be a good idea to have some sort of access that people could have into the show and into the radio station and pick their favourite songs out, and we put it together. It was to be called The Hit Line, and it was the hot list from The Hit Line, but then we decided to go for The Hotline and go for the hit list instead. So that's what it became. But originally it could have been the hit line, which would have been a disaster, really.
You've completely lost me. I have no idea.
But now it's most wanted.
Well, it is indeed. And we have...
But it's nearly over.
Never mind that, because I want to go back to the 80s, because I know that you do an awful lot of ads. And you're very professional at them.
Thank you very much.
And you're great at selling things.
Oh, no, he's going to show some outtakes.
Well, what I found was one of your first ever commercials.
Right.
Was selling the brand new 2FM jingle package.
What's it?
Sit back.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I bet you are.
So is my boss.
The new Radio 2 jingles are 100% Irish, featuring Irish singers, Irish musicians, and they were produced by Bill Whelan at Dublin's Westland Studios.
Where the music always sounds better, Radio 2 Stereo.
These jingles are as bright as you will find on any radio station anywhere in the world, and will continue to keep Radio 2 on top as Ireland's number one. A new sound for Radio 2. Jingles that will make us even more exciting. Jingles that will make the record sound even better. Starting tomorrow on Radio 2. We hope you've enjoyed our special jingle preview here at Risks. And just in case you haven't heard enough, throughout the rest of the evening, we'll be playing some of the other new jingles along with some of the hottest records around. Have a good time and keep it on Radio 2 FM for music.
2 FM for music. There you go. That's Ian Dempsey.
That was my mother. That's Gay Dempsey.
Mrs. Gay Dempsey.
Yeah, that's right.
Was your mother.
That was her. That wasn't me. Or else somebody speeded me up there.
She sounds very butch, if you don't mind me saying.
Thanks very much. I'll tell you, Sarah. Thanks very much.
So, God, I'll tell you, that brings back me. Bill Whelan.
Yeah, Bill Whelan.
2FM jingles. I'm looking at him now. I look at you now.
There you go.
Ian,
you know.
Listen, thank you very much for dropping in and saying hello to us this evening.
7 to 10 today, FM tomorrow morning. Thanks very much. Bye.
Hey, boys.
Yes, see you, dude. Good luck. Bloody independent commercial operators. You just can't trust them for a second, can you? It's Most Wanted with Dusty Rhodes banging out the memories for the last time ever. Remember this? Technotronic. And one of the men who was banging out the hits back years ago on the hotline. John Kenny, how are you?
All right.
Yes, come on, a bigger cheer for John Kenny.
Take a cheer for Ian Dempsey.
Jeez, what is that like? It's a disgrace. So listen, what kind of stuff were you giving away on the hotline?
We gave away one time, and I couldn't describe them at the time. I can describe them now, possibly. These dancing flowers, which were musically based. Basically, every time you played a piece of music, these things would dance. It took me about 20 minutes to describe them, and about two people wrote in for them. A, wondered what the hell they were. We eventually gave them away.
What kind of tunes then did you play? What song? I know, but what song sticks in your head a lot?
Well, we just have a thing. We used to do A to Z, right? So we have an O, which is an oldie, and it was the Evening Press. Yeah, the Evening Press used to print the list.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but they would never change the damn thing. So Steve Miller Band was O for like 6 weeks or something. We're always beating them up to try and change the list. They wouldn't change the list for us. And that lasted for, I mean, that 3 weeks. I did 3 months of it initially during the week, and then they got teed off me and put me on overnights. And then they got sorry for me and put me on the weekends.
Hang on a second. Can you say that again about the overnights?
Not that I say.
They got teed off of you and put you on the overnights. Boo.
All right. Yeah. And then they got happy and put me on the weekends.
Yay! Sorry. I tried to get Graham Norton's audience for tonight, but I
them, yeah. Tony Fender was doing it during the week, and I was on the weekends for about a year.
That's a good crack, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Just getting in there and having a laugh. All right, what have I got here? I've only got about... what the heck? I've only got about a minute to play this, but it brings back memories for me anyway, because I remember listening to this on the hotline, and it was the first time that I heard this particular song on that show, and I just went, that's number one material. And sure enough, the following week, it went straight to the top. And a lot more people to talk to as well, but before we do all that, we'll take a pause for news and sport.
At Hibernian, we're determined to...
It's 8 o'clock. The Minister for Agriculture, Brian Finn, that's 2FM News.
2FM Sport, and we begin
7 to 1. I'm Barry O'Neill, that's your 2FM Sport.
setting transmission network oscillators to overdrive for the last time ever. Broadcast beacons running at maximum till they blow. RAID 5 hard drive structure overheating at 92,000 RPM. System ready for control handover. As for the final time, you pick every song about to be played. This is Most Wanted, the last ever show with Vodafone ready to go. Most Wanted on 2FM.
How you doing? It's Dusty Rhodes. Seeing as it is the last ever Most Wanted, the last ever request show, we want you to pick the last request on the last request show, and you've got about a half an hour to do so on our website at www.2fm.ie. Now, it's a close tie between Song 2 from Blur, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, or Westlife, one of their tunes as well, all right? 15 brilliant tunes online. You can vote for any one you want to hear because you picked the last request on the last request show. Get online now, www.2fm.ie. We'll have that tune now before 9 o'clock. Right now, we're looking back on 15 years of the show and checking out some of the big tunes from the 90s. Justified and Ancient. They used to burn money for the crack. I don't care if Monday's black. Black makeup time. The Cure. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday. Remember this? In Palmer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I got lame. I like you, bum bum down. Take the madness, say that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane. Or maybe you don't want to remember it. This is one of the tunes that really helped dance music kick in big time. Culture Beat. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Give it to me, baby.
You know, the 90s was a pretty rocking decade as well. This is one of my favorites from the decade. It's EMF and it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You have no idea the trouble we had going to get those old jingles. And this old music bed as well is going to sound very familiar to the next guy on the phone who hosted the hotline for quite a while. It's Barry Lang. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dusty. I tell you, I haven't heard that piece of music for a long, long time.
And you don't want to hear it for
a long time. That brings back memories, all right?
I bet it does. Listen, when you did the hotline, it wasn't just a radio show. It was a whole TV thing.
Well, as you remember, Ian Dempsey started the whole thing rolling, and he did it for a couple of years, and then I took over. And it became such an institution that the controller in 2FM at the time, Bill O'Donovan, thought, well, maybe we could do something out this and put it onto television. There was a whole big interest in simulcasting, as they called it then. In other words, doing a show on radio and at the same time on TV. So the hotline was a bit of a model for that. So we gave it a go, and it was a big success. I'm sure there are still people who remember it.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely, big time. So, I mean, did you have to go over to the TV studios and have a proper set? Like, because you did the beatbox for ages, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that came sort of as a result of the, we called it the Hotline Video Request Show. After a couple of years of that going on, we thought, well, maybe we could make a weekly thing of it, because Hotline Video Request was only something that we got sort of at Easter or Christmas or over holiday periods. But then the beatbox became a weekly thing because it was so successful. And no, we didn't have to go to a TV studio. Actually, they brought the TV studio to us. They moved all the cameras and all the equipment into the radio studio at 2FM. It became a little bit crowded, but we were able to show people what a radio show actually looked like on TV. It was great.
I bet it felt a little weird walking into your usual radio studio and having to wear makeup.
Yeah, it was. Actually, yeah, that's the only thing. You know, that's the beauty about radio. You can just sit down and let it happen. Television is not like that. And when you try and mix the two, it gets very complicated. But anyway, it was great fun. I really enjoyed it.
So listen, you went on the great things then on 2FM. You were running the show between 5 and 7 then for ages and ages. And then,
yeah.
Kaput, you left, you're gone. There's no more Barry Lang. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing with yourself these days?
Well, while I was on hold waiting for you to talk to me, I was just thinking that it was almost 6 years ago that I left 2FM, and this is the first time that I've been on the radio in that 6 years. So it's nice to be back on such a special occasion for you. But yeah, I left, and I'm in Bahrain now. That's where I live and work. I'm working for Gulf Air here as a pilot, and I've been here for almost 2.5 years now.
Oh man, I'll tell you, you are living the dream. I so wanted to be a pilot when I was a kid.
Well, it's like everything. It becomes a job after a while, believe me, Dusty.
Oh, don't say that. Now you're ruining it for me. Listen, Barry Lang, thank you very much for calling this, you know, from halfway around the world. I hope you enjoy the weather, and it's nice to get back and relive the old times again. And here's another blast of the music for you, all right?
Cheers.
Just to give you nightmares tonight, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much. I won't sleep for a week. Best of luck, Dusty. Cheers.
Thank you. Speaking of nightmares, the 90s was full of great music, but it was also full of some really dirgy tunes like these.
Hotline Headwreckers.
We've called them Hotline Headwreckers because to this day they wreck my head. Okay, now, speaking of things that'll bring back memories. Oh my goodness. Another old Hotline bed, I'll tell you. I wish I wrote that. I would have made a fortune on copyright. But anyways, over the years, we have spoken to some of the biggest, biggest, biggest bands on planet Earth and some of the biggest stars. We've dragged out just some of them. Well,
what is it?
The ones we could find, I should say. And at one stage on Most Wanted, the Hotline, we had Craig David. He was in with the song 7 Days, and he told us what it was all about.
What it is about is how I'd go and see my friends, and they only lived a couple blocks away from me. And I'd go through the subway to get to them every time. And I thought, well, wouldn't it just be great if this one time there is this beautiful girl, my dream girl's in front of me, and she's walking towards me, and I'm like, should I make my move or not? And then she actually asked me for the time. So being a smooth talker, I goes, hey, if I give you the time, you give me your name, your number, and a date with me tomorrow at 9. He's waiting for her to say, no, not really, thanks then. But she actually accepts. And the next thing is on the Monday, he meets her. Tuesday, takes her for a drink. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, no, actually, Saturday, he's doing all kinds of things. Sunday, he's chilling. But it's all good. It's all good. It's just one of those stories that I think the guys can say, and the girls can say, oh, I met this girl, and my week was just happening.
My week was just happening. And why wouldn't it be? I remembered that because on the same tape, the next track that I played on that tape was another guest that we had in, and it was Mrs. David Beckham. Posh Spice Victoria Beckham on the show, and she had something to say about that particular tune as well.
Can I just say, right, about this Craig David song?
Yeah.
He met her what day?
He met her on Monday.
What did they do on the Tuesday?
They went for a drink.
And how about the Wednesday?
They were making love.
Flipped over and boned.
See? Slapper. See, that's what I mean. He's only known us 2.5 days and he's doing the business.
Well, maybe
I think
it's
that's disrespectful, Craig.
No, I think that's love at first sight. I think it's very romantic. I think there's an instant chemistry there between them and I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You see, there it is. That's the difference between guys and girls, isn't it? Dane, you'd have no problem with 2 days.
Hell no.
I would have no problem with 2 days. Victoria is a girl. She's got a problem with 2 days.
I think she's a slapper.
Did I say I'd have a problem with 2 days? I meant 2 hours, 2 minutes. What the heck? It's Dusty Rhodes and the very, very last request show on 2FM. We're asking you. I'll do that in a second. We were just playing Take That, one of the biggest boy bands of the 90s, but there was a band even bigger than Take That, and I have got them next.
So I'm finding the hassle out of travel.
Okie dokie, now we have something special lined up for tonight, I do believe, courtesy of Eamon. Okay, so he's done it like this then. Too many buttons.
What will be the last request on the Last Request Show? You decide.
You can get onto the website right now, www.2fm.ie. You pick the last request on this, the Last Request Show. It is the final Most Wanted with Dusty Rhodes, and Ricochet has dropped into the studio.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. You have something. Talk.
I do. And I will. I'm going to explain again that I did try to dig out that very first phone call from 15 years ago when you were a big, important radio DJ and I was a mere 15-year-old entering a radio competition. But I couldn't find it. I did search for 2 days. I couldn't
this
find it.
This is the Big Kahuna on Sunshine, is it?
Yeah.
You didn't enter that, did you?
Go away.
Oh, my God.
That's 15 years ago this month, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's how old you are.
That's you and... Do you know who I met there?
Suzanne Duffy.
Suzanne, my goodness, Susie, she's an author now, fantastic. I remember embarrassing the hell out of her before she had her first baby because I wrote her this poem called Motherhood. It wasn't anything but complimentary.
Okay, look, I tell you what I have got for you, Rose.
What have you got?
This is from tonight's Famous for 15 Seconds. Somebody called in and wrote a song about you, and I thought we have to do this. So it's there, it's on my car wall, top right-hand corner, labeled Dusty.
Okay, here it is.
This song is dedicated to the memory of Dusty Rhodes. Dusty's got a new job, he's leaving 2FM. He said goodbye to Rick and Ruth and the rest of them. Ireland's children will be waiting, cause you're the DJ of Aaron. And even though you're gone, your memory still lives on. Oh, Dusty, Dusty Rhodes, we promise you. Thank you for your ringtones. Oh, Dusty, my eyes are filled with tears. Please come back now. I will shower you in beer.
End of mailbox.
Like that. We like that. Come back and I will shower you with beer. That's just that's the way our kids think.
Oh my goodness. All right, listen, let me get on and play a song from a band that was even bigger than Take That. If you're thinking Westlife, oh, you are so wrong. There was only one band in the 90s and there was five ladies. This is 2FM with Dusty Rhodes. You know, before I even joined 2FM, there was one man that I always listened to on the radio, and I always went, he can't be like that in real life. And I swear to God, he is so like that in real life. And he's one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. On the phone, Tony Fenton.
Mr. Dusty Rhodes, it's your very last, most requested. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The Fentone on the phone. Tell us, you are world famous. And I really mean that, world famous. For You're the Winner. Where did all that start, man?
You know, you're not going to believe me if I tell you that that was just a complete fluke one night. We were giving away a whole pile of prizes on the hotline one night, and the contestant who was taking part was just so excited, got me excited, and I just blurted it out, said it out straight, and it was one of those things at a moment that just happened, and it worked so well, we decided to run with it the following night, and the boss came down after about two or three nights and said, you've got to keep this up, because it works, and that's exactly how it happened, and how it started.
So do you get fed up now when people... Yeah. I know people still stop you in the street and go, ah, Tony, you're the winner!
That happens all the time. It still happens all the time. And I'm fine with that. That's cool.
All right. Listen, tell me, highlights on the hotline.
Wow, so many. I mean, I did the show for about 7 years, which was quite a long stint, but every couple of years or every couple of months, every 6 or 7 months, I suppose, we went off to various places, like did the show from NBC Studios in New York twice. Did a show from beautiful Barcelona in Spain. Did a show from wonderful Florence in Italy. And going to these great places were big highlights for us and the team. We enjoyed the whole weekend prior to the Monday show. It's fantastic.
And you met a load of people as well. You've made good friends, actually, with... well, we know Ronan, we know Jim from the Corrs. Who else did you get to interview on the show?
So many. We've had Bon Jovi on, we've had a... all of the Spice Girls on. We had Robbie Williams, Tom Jones. We just had so many great names. Kylie Minogue. So many people have been on over the years. It's been fantastic.
Did you ever interview Bono from U2, did you? You didn't get to do that, did you not?
I actually didn't get to interview him.
Was that just me, was it? I was only me to interview Bono from U2. Jesus, Tony, sorry, I didn't know. Listen, dude, you're coming out for a few pints later on, yeah?
I'll see you tonight.
Okay, as we wrap up 15 years of the hotline and most wanted, it is 2FM. And oh, look, hey, it's my buddy, my man, Bono, my boy. 2FM bringing back memories of 15 years of the hotline and most wanted with Dusty Rhodes here. Just talking to Tony Fenton on the phone. I know he's cruising around in his car at the moment, and I know that he... we'll certainly get a lot of memories out of this, and I'm sure you will too.
You're the winner!
You are the
winner! 2FM, the fastest hour of the
more
day.
More hits in 1 hour than any other radio
the
station.
Number one hit music station.
2FM, first with the best new music.
Tony Fenton!
Planet Earth's favorite station, 2FM.
Duran Duran, Ordinary World for Ruth and Eddie, Kate and Davey. Hello to Linda and Dominic, Julie and Carl, Patricia and Cortland. They're listening to us in Swords right now. John Birmingham and Cork, hello to you and all your pals, Elaine Quinn and Ashburn. And also to Paul, Tanya, Joan, Kevin and Jesse and Ashburn and Dublin, Sharon Dixon. Says hello to Tracy, Liz and on the Navan Road. Hello to you guys. Irene Dolan and Crumlin, your hubby John, says hello to you. Gary Hubbard and Philip O'Donovan and Finglas. Hello to Patrick Lynch and Nathan Gilday and all your pals.
Nighttime on 2FM.
The 2FM Hotline. Tony Benton. Mark and Murray on 2FM.
Past the Spin Doctors on the Hotline tonight and Two Princes. And of course, that was our lucky letter as well on our hit list tonight. John McLaughlin, who goes to Sing Street, to him and to all his friends during the junior cert at the moment. Let's hope that the rest of the exams go well for you as well. And let's hope you're putting your feet up as well at the weekend, John. Mom, you have to let him take a break. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, the 2FM Hotline. It is Lorcan in the hot seat with you. Pat O'Mahony's up between 8 and 10. 10 to midnight. It's Peter Collins right here in the country's number one. For Dara Wesby, and there's also Aideen Quinn.
Nighttime radio, the hottest hits are on 2FM.
And it was in and around 6 years ago. It was June 1990, whatever, 6 years ago. It was 97, 96, it was June 96, 97. Yeah, I can't remember. Rick's doing the math for me at the moment. But that was when I started on the Hotline. And at the time, the Hotline was known as the fastest hour of the day. So I decided, well, if it's the fastest hour of the day, let's prove it to the world that it is.
Yeah.
Radio 2FM. Dusty Rose. 2FM.
This is the all-new Hotline. Just been talking to Graham, and he says after doing some requests of 4G, he reckons I can handle doing some requests. What way did you say, Graham?
I think we should go upside down, inverted, minus 1G.
Upside down? You're killing me. All right, I'm ready for it. John and Francis at County Tip have just got back together. Best of luck from Pat and UCC. Pat Tobin from... I've hit my head against the roof. From Dublin, Arlene O'Shea, all of Class 3E in St. Clements and Limerick in the middle of the junior set. Happy 21st to Emma Cody and all the lads. I got Shola Amma coming for you guys, or you might need somebody right after Song L. Graham, any chance we can turn this plane the right way up, please?
Okay, here we go, and we're back around.
Oh, it's better. Thank you.
Yes, sir. A much younger Dusty Rhodes kicking off the Hotline, the fast hour of the day. Did the entire show from the cockpit of an Air Corps jet whilst flying around the country at 20,000, 30,000 feet. It was amazing. I remember actually going to my producer, Jim Lockhart. Jim, can I say, come on in. Jim is here. He's producing the last show. Fair play to you. The one thing I remember.
Hello, Dusty. How are you?
Jim? Nice.
Let me say what a wonderful program you're doing.
Well, you produced it. Of course, it's wonderful.
I thought there might be a connection. Yeah.
But I went up to Jim and I said, oh, I believe we're going to be working together on the Hotline. I said, do you know the way the Hotline is the fastest hour of the day? And you went...
I started to have misgivings, I think, at that point. At that point, I started to cross. You didn't notice, but I had my fingers crossed behind my back. I knew there was something bad about to happen.
But what was that?
There's like, is, you know, if that had been a film, the orchestra would have been starting to go. Do, 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 do.
It was fantastic because you kind of went, yes. And I said, well, let's do it from the cockpit of an Air Corps jet, the 35. And you went, wow. And then I said, I've got one better for you. And he goes, what could possibly get better? I said, I've already organized the jet. To which an F word came out of you. I'm not going to repeat right now.
That's not the one that was on Father Ted then,
man. No, definitely not. So that was a good day. That's definitely the Hotline highlight. Another one of the highlights was, you've got more.
I was just going to say that one of my happiest memories of the Hotline was the seven shades of green when you got out of the jet on your face. You were a very, very ropey boy. It was a serious piece of sacrifice for your art. Yeah?
But do you know what I love? I love flying, and I'm not scared of flying. And I mean, you know, I fly anyway.
But
myself,
No. You actually buzzed the building we were in within about 20 feet. I was on the ground, and it was terrifying.
Hang on a minute. You're missing out the best bit. All right. we didn't just buzz the control tower at Baldonnell, which is like kind of when the plane like flies like 20 feet away from the top of the roof of the building. We buzzed it upside down. We were upside down. No wonder I was shagging green. For God's sake. Listen, over the years, one of the things I'm also proud to say about the Hotline and Most Wanted is that we were the first to play a lot of brand new music, songs that kind of went on to become huge, huge hits here in Ireland. Now, a lot of them you know already. You probably sit there and you go, ah, yeah. But then some of them, or actually all of the ones I'm about to play, are going to make you go, oh, God, no. Dusty was responsible for that. Ah.
Hotline Head Records.
Hey, baby. Ooh, ah, oh, yeah. I was the first to play this, yeah. And this one. As we go on, we remember. And to this day, every time the Leaving Cert comes around, we get tons of requests for Vitamin C, Friends Forever. This has become my kind of unofficial anthem theme tune. Dusty Rhodes, Take Me Home. No wonder I'm leaving. And I was particularly proud of this one. And the other one that I'm also very proud to say is that I saw and I heard a tune and was playing it for 6 months before anybody else in this country. And then when it was eventually a big hit, everybody went, oh, cool, look at your one. 6 months before everybody else, I was playing Britney Spears. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Hang on, get settled up there. Oi! We got the little Dusty in the studio. Do you want to say hello to the entire world, dude? No? Go on, what do you want to say to everybody listening? 6 years of age. This is David, everybody. David, what do you say to everybody?
No.
No! Okay, I've got to. Do you remember what we recorded in the studio? Do you remember what we recorded in the studio at the weekend?
No.
You don't remember? Would I give you a clue? Westlife. Do you remember what we recorded?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'll play it in a second, all right? Surprise everybody, all right? But right now, on the phone, line one, Katie, how are you?
How you doing, Dusty?
Oh, I am very, very well. Oh, my goodness, my girl.
How you doing, big man?
New York City.
New York, baby.
You were one of our hotline winners, and we went over and, like, kind of when we say we give the VIP treatment...
Years ago, and I still remember it as my best holiday.
Your best ever? Oh, you say the sweetest things, you know that.
Yeah, no thanks to you.
All right, and we've got Leonie on the other line. How are you?
Dusty!
Oh my God, now I can't remember. Because you were two friends, you're from Sligo, who actually won the competition?
Katie won the competition, but I got to go to New York too.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
Now, I will...
Hi, Leonie! Hi, Katie!
Hey, listen, come on, you can call yourselves in your own time, all right?
Thank you. How are you, my baby?
Listen, there is one particular memory that I will never forget you two ladies for.
Oh, God. And what is that? Here
okay.
It goes.
Okay. Now, let me just turn off the music, all right?
Hey, Dusty, we'll spill secrets on you. We have lots of dirt on you, boy.
I'm gonna start and you girls finish, okay? Because I bet you remember, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Singing bye-bye.
From the American Pie, drove my Chevy to the levee. God, we remember that. In the limo.
In the limo, we were
drinking champagne.
Drinking champagne. And then O'Neill's Bar. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
O'Neill's Bar. I have half an hour of us singing that song on camcorder.
And do you remember eating melons going back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't remember that.
Because, to be fair,
Dusty, that you were worried that we were going to rebel and run away at my clubs in New York.
Dusty, we're going to miss you.
Aww.
We are.
Yeah, you say the sweetest things. Listen.
Don't go.
Listen, guys, thank you for taking me down to O'Neill's in New York anyway, and thank you for getting me so blotto out of my mind that I don't remember the melons. And I don't drink when I'm away working.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nasty, vicious girls, and I have your phone numbers, and I'll be calling you next week, all right?
Thank you, Dusty.
You'll be drinking tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Good luck.
Bye, Dusty.
Listen, a lot of people asking me about the future and what's the deal. Let me just say that who knows, in 20 years' time, we might have a little Dusty on the scene. He's too shy to talk, but he wasn't too shy.
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Do you want to say something now? Yeah.
Only hello.
Go on, what do you want to say?
again.
Now!
Hello!
Oh, thank God for that! Future Dusty Rhodes, listen to this.
And why won't it play? Oh, for...
Westlife. Live at Lansdowne with special guests. Busted. And Girls Aloud. With Sam and Casey. Six. And Mankind. Extra tickets from £39.50 are on sale now. Westlife with special guests. Busted and Girls Aloud. Extra tickets on sale now.
You have been warned.
There's something I gotta tell you.
This is Most Wanted, the last ever show with Vodafone ready to go. Most Wanted with Dusty Rhodes.
Oh my goodness, I have just remembered something. With Vodafone text alerts, we have got 8 tickets to give away for Witness. And I think we'll do it now. Jim, can you pass the phone through to me there, please? Okie dokie. 8 tickets with Vodafone text alerts to give away right this instant to Witness. Okay, now all week I've been telling you, you can sign up for Vodafone text alerts absolutely for free, and loads of people are signing up to their soccer and their premiership text alerts. So, question from the man who knows nothing about football, but I need a question that I know the answer to. David Beckham has just signed up with which Spanish football team? Call me right now, 1850-715-922. You got it, 1850. We need to ring the switching centre and ask them to pass the phones through. Get dialing, because I'm going to start answering the phones right now on the air, and I'm going to give it to the first person with the right answer, I think. 1850-715-922. David Beckham now playing for which telephone or which football team? Which I'll go for line two. Will I? Okay. Hello, it's 2FM. You're live on the air. Okay. No, you're not. Okay. Hello, it's 2FM. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Katrina O.D.
Katrina O.D., how are you?
Great.
I have got not one, not two, not three. I've got 8 tickets for you and your friends to go to. And you haven't won them yet. All right, and if you're good, I'll throw in a Vodafone Live phone. So you can take your picture while you're at Witness. You can text it off to all your friends, all right? The question, right. David Beckham has just moved to which football team?
Is it Milan?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. You got it wrong. Oh, my God. Okay, let's take another call. Line three. Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Who's this?
It's Mags.
Mags, whereabouts in the country are you, Mags?
I'm in Collin County Louth.
Well, okay. Now, David Beckham has just said that he's going to be moving to which football team?
It's Barcelona, is it?
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
No.
Live radio, this is 2FM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Mark Byrne.
Mark Byrne, whereabouts are you calling from, Mark?
Wexford.
Okay, David Beckham moving to what team?
Real Madrid.
Yay!
Brilliant!
Mark, you have just bagged yourself 8 tickets to go to Witness with you and your friends, and I'm also going to give you a Vodafone Live phone all for yourself, all right?
Woo!
Listen, hang on the phone there. We get all your details, all right?
Brilliant.
Don't hang up. Mark Byrne, our winner. Now, I've got, oh, crumbs. I'm running out of time, Jim. What'll I do? You're the producer. You're the boss. So I have to play 2 songs.
Okay.
Let's play half of each, will we?
Yeah.
Okay. We've done the web vote, okay? The last request on Most Wanted. Rock DJ was at 5, in the club at 4. You told me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 songs here, Rick.
Well, I can't count properly.
Okay, at 5, in the club at 4, Time of My Life at 3, song 2. At number 2, Flying Without Wings. And the last request on the Last Request Show, Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine. I have to do something which I absolutely hate and cut the song. So please take my apologies because we're rapidly running out of time. Just to kind of wrap up, we have a very special guest on the phone because my very first show on 2FM was not actually fully presented by myself. And the man to tell us what happened on that night is Joe Duffy on the phone. How are you, Joe?
Duffy, how are you? It seems so long ago, but I know it was only 8 or 9 years, even 10 maybe.
All right, so listen, it was 10 o'clock at night. Tell us what happened.
Well, at 10 o'clock, and I was working on a Gay Bourne show at the time, and I usually come back in the evening time to rouse Gay from a slumber he has after the programme and give him a small whiskey and send him home. So I was walking down to studio for some obscure reason, and I was grabbed by somebody, and we had all known that you were coming to the station, mainly because all the other salaries were reduced, so yours could be increased and the transfer fee could be paid. And I remember just being bustled into a studio and asked to sit in front. I don't know, I can't remember even where you were. Where were you? Were you at the Red Cow roundabout or
no,
something?
No, I was actually, because it was my first show and I wanted to make a good impression, I was in the bath and I took my watch off. Yeah. And I lost track of time.
I know the feeling. I know the next time you're in the bath, just take your clothes off, Dusty. Leave your watch on.
So anyway, you're dragged into the studio. Yeah. And you were told, keep it together.
Yeah, there was some, I think it was Joanne and the Blackhearts or the...
That'd be Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Joe.
That's what I said, yeah. Where are they now?
And I Love Rock and Roll.
Where's Gay Bourne now? Where's Joe Duffy now?
Gay who?
Joe who?
But you only had that song. That was the only CDs you had in the studio. Yeah. You had to go 20 minutes. Do you remember how many times you had to play that one song?
I remember. I just remember how many times I had to mention your name. After a while, your name turned into a Buddhist chant. I was saying it so often. And gradually you appeared, as if by magic, through the mist of the RTE car park.
Listen, Joe, thank you very, very, very much for taking a call and reminding us of that very fateful night so many years ago here at 2FM when I was late for my very first show. Joe Duffy had to sit in and play Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
And I'm still available, Dusty. And I'm cheap, as you know. By the way, the invoice for that gig, it still hasn't been...
Yeah,
no.
Listen, just talk to Patricia in the council. I've got to go, Joe. All right, good luck.
Have a good one.
See you. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
So listen, that's what I have chosen as my very, very last song here on 2FM. It was my very first song. Why not? It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and I Love Rock and Roll. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and I Love Rock and Roll. Took it out of the RTE library and I'm going to bring it home. I'm not bringing it back. To hell with them. Seriously though, for me, that song sums it all up. You can sing along to it. It puts you in a good mood. It's a little bit of crack. And if hearing a song you like or hearing your name read out on the radio or winning a prize or most wanted has put a little bit of fun into your life, well then, that's a job well done for me. Speaking of fun, I've personally had more of my fair share of it over the last 10 years here at 2FM and I've worked with a lot of great people. My special thanks to just three people that I'm going to name, right? Bill O'Donovan, Sean McKenna and Ian Wilson. And I'm picking them out because they were the ones who made it happen in the first place. So my thanks to you. In the meantime, to all the producers and the BAs and the staff here at 2FM and RTE across the way, thank you very much for all your support with the show over the years. And most especially, I would like to thank my family and my closest friends because, as I'm sure you might possibly imagine, I'm not the easiest person in the world to live with. And just all your support and just saying, keep going for it, Dusty, means 100% to me. And I appreciate it more than you'd ever guess. So for the last time, my name is Dusty Rhodes. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for listening.
Over and out.
That's a drag. I feel a little sadness here. Let me know what the hell's going on here. Goodbye.
Get into the...